And what would you call the kind of a nest that a spider would make? Catch things in.
Web?
Spider web.
You have something that'll come up in the field after it rains, like a
mushroom.
Yeah.
Right.
We have them all over the yard, yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll come up and grow and be large.
You know, the soldiers used to come out here, different people in out of our field where the cows were, when we had cows, and get those things. What did they do with them?
Mushroom.
I know, but what they got them for?
Cooked them and ate them, because you can buy them.
Did something else with them?
Yeah.
Right.
I know some you can eat, and some are poisonous.
I know.
I know they come a good many up in the yard out here, and one night I looked out there and I seen the deer going around in the yard. I thought they were playing and went out there the next morning to one mushroom out there. They'd ate them all.
Huh, how about that?
And I know the cows used to eat them.
Huh. I guess they just know what kind, you know, to eat. Do you ever have any sycamore trees around here? Do they grow?
Yeah, there's one right up here at my cousin's house. Great big, huge tree.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right, big guy.
In Blanche's yard.
Do they have any different names to call that tree?
I've just heard it sycamore tree.
Do they have some kind of something round that comes off of them?
Ball or something, seed or something.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about when you went to school? What kind of hours? What time would you go in the morning and so forth?
8 o'clock.
Till
12, and you'd have dinner, recess, and go back at 1 o'clock and go until 4. You'd turn out and you'd walk home.
Yeah. You come home for dinner?
No, probably too far to walk.
Oh, okay.
We walked about 2 miles.
So would you take something with you for dinner?
Had a little bucket, we'd carry our lunch in, and a little bottle of syrup.
Biscuits.
That's generally what we had, was a biscuit and a piece of fried meat and some syrup.
Yeah. They didn't feed you.
No.
Later they did.
I never did eat no lunch.
No.
Never did ride a bus either. If you rode anything, you rode a wagon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Would the kids drive it themselves sometimes to school on a wagon or?
Well, I had an uncle, he stayed about 5 miles from the school, and his young man to drive a mule in a wagon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And just leave it there and then drive it back home?
During the school time, they'd take the mule from the wagon. He'd build him a stable there and put the mule in the stable until the school was out, and they gave him up and went back home. Until he built his own school. He finally built him a little schoolhouse and hired his own teacher.
That's Uncle Darby.
Uncle Darby, yeah.
So they wouldn't have to go so far.
Huh?
So they wouldn't have to go so far.
No, he'd just walk out the yard.
Across the
room. Yard there in school.
Did they have other children come too?
Or? I think there was a few more that went there. I think Lois and Mel McKellar's young man's there. Because they lived